The pianist Daniela Santos spent years searching through archives in Puerto Rico. She wanted to find forgotten works by Puerto Rican composers from the 1800s, especially women.
It's about rescuing this magnificent music that it was never heard of.
She planned a series of concerts to revive that music from the 19th century, and then something went wrong that illuminates life in Puerto Rico in the 21st century. Here's NPR's Adrian Florido.
Santos and her invited musicians were excited for their debut concert on August 24th in Ponce, a city on the island's southern coast.
You know, after the sound check, it was great.
You were ready.
Yeah, we were completely ready. The people were coming.
The early evening show on a small covered outdoor stage started smoothly. Then Santos launched into a 120-year-old piece called Cuatro Décimas, accompanied by soprano Tatiana Irizarri.
And I was playing in a rather very important part that had a lot of passion and intensity. And then just boom.
Santos yelped and jumped in her seat as the overhead lights went out and her electronic keyboard went silent. Seconds later, the power returned. Santos tried to regroup. Power went out again. She slumped over the keyboard in frustration. Puerto Rico's near-daily power outages have put lives at risk. They spoil the food in people's refrigerators. They close businesses. Now, one had ruined the concert Santos worked 6 years to put on.
I was utterly frustrated. And it was a complete sadness.
In the audience, some people grumbled about Luma, the private company that took over the dilapidated public grid, promising to improve it. In fact, 3 years later, things were getting worse. But then a woman in the crowd, who seemed to feel Santos's pain, yelled out, "We're going to enjoy it anyway," she said. Everyone applauded because everyone in Puerto Rico knows what it's like to have your best plans upended by the curse of the island's power grid.
That was so encouraging, you know, and so supportive. And I'm proud to say that the best quality of Puerto Rico are their people, especially in the darkest of times.
Santos stepped just off stage, took a drink of water, and quietly cried. Then one of her friends took out her acoustic guitar and began to play. The power never did come back that evening. As night fell, members of the audience pulled out their cell phones and used them to illuminate the stage as the guitarist salvaged the show. I met Santos recently at the university where she teaches music.
Can you play for me the song that you were playing in that moment?
Yeah, I can.
Like so many Puerto Ricans, Santos often questions whether it's worth it to keep trying to make her art in Puerto Rico, where the economic and power grid crises make life tough. Many people have left.
But it's a decision, and I decided to be in a commitment with the people of Puerto Rico because they deserve it.
Her next concert is this weekend because she says she won't let Puerto Rico's sorrowful grid stop her from making music for her people. Adrian Florido, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.